This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Question that's come up quite a bit is, what's permissible and not permissible between spouses during the month of Ramadan? And one of the brothers put it, he goes that people usually sometimes try to refrain the whole month. Is this the teaching of the Prophet
ﷺ? What did the Messenger ﷺ do with his wives in the month of Ramadan in terms of, you know, issues related to intimacy and so on and so forth? Did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kiss his wives? There is a number of hadiths. For example, you have the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she said, Can Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqabbilu wa huwa sa'im, wa yubashiru wa huwa sa'im, walakinahu amlakakum li'irbih, muttafaqun alayhi. Fi riwayat in Bukhari, I believe, fi Ramadan. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to kiss his wives in the month of Ramadan. He also used to fondle with his wives. However, she mentioned something that's extremely important. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَمْلَكَكُمْ لِإِرْبِهِ He was in control of his lust, his sexual desire more than all of you. There's another narration as well. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, أَهْوَى إِلَيَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِيُقَبِّلَنِي Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam started coming towards her in order to kiss her. And she said, O Messenger of Allah, أَنَا صَائِمٌ And then he said, أَنَا صَائِمٌ أَيْضًا I'm also fasting. فَقَبَّلَنِي kissed me. And the examples of that are many. When it comes to kissing a spouse, we can maybe, inshallah ta'ala, put it in three categories. First category is kissing without shahwa, without lust. Sometimes just leaving the house and a quick tap on the cheek or on the forehead, and then you leave. Sahih, other, yeah. You have to be romantic with your wife. Walala. Naam. That's what the Messenger ﷺ used to do. Messenger ﷺ was a romantic individual. I've even thought about one time doing a lecture because I collected all the different romantic things that the Messenger ﷺ done with his wives. Again, the whole lecture today was about how the Messenger ﷺ conducted himself with his family, with his relatives, right, with his companions. And we came to know that the Messenger ﷺ is a very nice person, bubbly individual, right? So going back to what I was saying about kissing the wife, sometimes you kiss her and then it's just a quick peck on the cheek and then you leave. There's no harm in that because there's no lust accompanied with that. The second scenario is kissing her, which is going to intensify your lust. Scholars in the Hanbali Madhab, they say this is a makruh. This is disliked because of what it could lead to. So it's disliked. Third scenario is, if this individual thinks that after kissing his wife, it is going to lead to ejaculation. Him releasing. In the Madhab of Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, this would be what? Haram. One thing leads to another. And before you know it, he has to pay the expiation. That's why I advise brothers and sisters not to get married in the month of Ramadan. You might have a lot of expiations to pay. A man came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ نَبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هَلَكْتُ I've destroyed myself. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ أَهْلَكْتُ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ احْتَرَقْتُ I've burnt myself. Meaning I've burnt myself with the hellfire. I'm going to be punished in the hellfire. So he asked him, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what did you do? He said, وَقَعْتُ عَلَى مُرَأَتِي I had sexual intercourse with my wife. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, فَهَلْ تَجِنُ مَا تُعْتِقُ رَقَبَهُ Do you have the ability to free a slave? He said, لَا فَهَلْ تَجِدُ مَا تُطْعِمُ سِتِينَ مِسْكِينًا Are you able to feed 60 poor people? He said, لَا Then the third thing is what? فَهَلْ تَسْتَطِيعُ أَن تَصُومَ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعِينَ Are you able to fast 2 months in a row? من يطيق هذا? Is there anybody here that has the ability to do so? I know I can't. I can't do 2 months in a row. Just being honest with myself. Right? This, my brothers and my sisters, is the expiation for doing so. Allah, brothers, and I mentioned this in the lecture, the amount of messages I receive on Instagram. Forget about one having sexual intercourse with someone who's lawful for him, falling into haram in the month of Ramadan, having zina in the month of haram, in the month of Ramadan. And perhaps the phone is a reason for that. I've had cases where the brother, he never knew her before the month of Ramadan. It's not like she was his girlfriend, that he had to abstain from her. It ended up happening in the month of Ramadan. What was that root cause? The phone. And then he has to make tawbah, a sincere tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he has to come with the expiation as well. Right? Tayyib. Someone may say, okay, how do I know which category I'm from? There's a narration, Sunnah Abi Dawud, that Ja'raj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked him about fondling with his wife. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi said to the first person, Labas, no problem. You can fondle with your wife. I think everybody knows what that means, right? Fondling, when you get real close and it starts getting very touchy and... No. I thought you guys understood English. Oh, yeah. طيب. And then another man came up to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him the same question. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi said, no. Who was the first one? He was an older person. Who was the second one? A shab, a young man. Hafiz al-Hakimi in his poem of Usul al-Fiqh, Wasilat al-Husul ila Muhimmat al-Husul, it's a lovely poem. Those who want Usul al-Fiqh more on a deeper level, maybe memorize this. He says, وَمِنْهُمَا لِعِلَّةٍ قَدْ حَكَمَا ثُمَّ بِضِدِّهِ لِمَنْ قَدْ عَدِمَا كَقُبْلَةِ الصَّاعِمِ عَنْهَا قَدْ نُهِي كَقُبْلَةِ الصَّاعِمِ عَنْهَا قَدْ نُهِي ذُو شَهْوَةٍ وَرُخِصَ لِغَيْرِهِ. Sometimes you find that there is a particular ruling connected to a reasoning or a reason. As long as the reasoning is present, the hukum applies. That reasoning is no longer present, the hukum, the ruling no longer applies. And some of you may have studied this in Qawa'id al-Fiqhiyya. وَكُلُّ حُكْمٍ دَائِرٌ مَا عِلَّتِهِ وَهِيَ الَّتِي قَدْ أَوْجَبَتْ شِرْعَتِهِ. Under that line of poetry. طيب. Why did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allow it for an old man, but he didn't allow it for a young man? Who can tell me? What is the reasoning? Well, tell me, what's the reasoning now? You think this man has a very intensified lust. Young, shab. He's going to lose control of himself. Not even there's a clip on YouTube of Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan. And every time I listen to it, it just makes me laugh. Because there was a shab, he got married, and then he had sexual intercourse, and then he done it again, and then he done it again in the month of Ramadan, and then he made tawbah, and then he done it again. He goes, he has to pay expiation for all of these times. And then everyone starts laughing, from what I remember in the clip. So you as a shab, if it means sending your wife to another house, to your parents' house, because... you're going to really, really struggle, then wallahi be it. Otherwise, you have that waiting for you. Okay? Did everybody get the question and the answer? Inshallah. So be extra, extra careful when it comes to that. And again, I'll repeat it again. It's not advisable that you marry in the month of Ramadan. It really isn't.